7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I should say, oh no, it should go without saying that that is the incorrect time. The actual time is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this train wreck. And something weird has just sort of come up. I've only been up for about an hour and 10 minutes. And when I woke up, I didn't feel like getting up because I was feeling very rested. I slept almost 7 hours straight. I only woke up a couple of times. And I sort of tried going back to sleep thinking, hey, let's sleep some more. But that kind of didn't fly, so I got up feeling pretty good. It's a very cold day. It's another cold and rainy and windy day. And it's a little bit cold in my house. So I put on my sweatshirt. And I'm thinking, yeah, everything's groovy. And so I made some tea, some of the new Jinjin Mei, if you're wondering. And I ate my pepperoni and waffles. And that was pretty good. And then I started thinking, all right, I got to start doing Dubious Goals Committee pretty soon. And then about 10 minutes later, I started feeling weird. And now I'm feeling really weird. And I don't know what's going on. I do not feel good. I cannot describe the unusualness I feel. A little bit like sick to my stomach, but also kind of a little bit dizzy. I don't know. It's just really unusual. I'm just sitting here on my floor going, ugh, ugh, ugh. I don't know what I feel like doing. I don't even know what I feel like. I feel weird. And I've got dice in my pocket. I don't know if you can hear them. And I've got dice on the table right here. I was sort of thinking about dice. I've been doing some math problems recently. Where's my notebook? Oh, it's behind me. It's just out of reach by inches. Should I stretch and try to get it? Do you want to hear a bunch of stupid math things? No, of course you don't. Boy, are you gonna get it now. What?
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
And as we hear the door sound effect, Kirk Cameron starts wiping his greasy fingerprints off the refrigerator.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just doing some math problems, Mom. In our notebook. And I can kind of reach it. Okay, I grabbed my notebook. What was I doing? I was, oh yeah. Oh. Do you really want to hear about this? It's fascinating. If you're me. But I notice that there's not a lot of people who are me. Other than myself, of course. Oh. Yeah, you know, I'm just going to put the notebook back because I can't remember where I was thinking about going with any of that. And I kind of don't feel like it. I don't know. So yeah, here we are, just sitting around having a nice lovely, boring beginning of the Dubious Goals Committee. Isn't this great? Yes, it is. All right, so being as I can't think of anything to do or talk about or I can't function at all for some reason now, I think we're going to go to some music. And I noticed that Justin Johnson has a new thing. So let me see if I can. I feel weird. And anyway, Justin Johnson, he's going to be playing one of those weird guitars he's got, and he's fun and awesome. Yay. Thank you. I can dig it. That was Justin Johnson doing I Got a Woman on a very interesting guitar. What is up with that particular guitar? I do not know. I won't bother to describe it. You don't care. It's got a humbucker, but does it have a piezo in that bridge too? I do not know. But somehow this reminded me of something I was thinking about last night. For some reason or another, recently I've been thinking about analog synthesis. Audio synthesis. Analog audio synthesis and synthesizers and stuff like that. And I was thinking last night that, you know, it would be fun to build a fairly simple analog synthesizer. And I've thought about that for many, many decades, actually. But in the last week or so, I've been kind of thinking about that a lot, wondering what it would take and if I could do it. And when I say if I could do it, I mean if I could actually just build one from scratch. No plans, no kits, no nothing. Just Tobe and, you know, a Mauser catalog or Jamco or, you know, whatever. Just give me some damn parts. Let me start building. So I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days, asking myself, do I know how to build this? Do I know how to build that? Do I know how to build the other thing? And, you know, most stuff I can build, like oscillators, yeah, no problem. Simple filters, yeah, no problem. Voltage-controlled amplifier, yeah, no problem. Mixers and stuff, yeah, no problem. LFO. Now, that, see, that's just an oscillator, but do I know how to tie that? Yeah, there's just some other really kind of weird little things. Voltage control filters. Yeah, I think I know how to do, you know, I might have to actually look a couple of concepts up. But regardless, I think I can do this. And so last night, and for a couple of days, I've been thinking, how am I going to pay for this, though? Because I was thinking, you know, if I could get some, like, school interested, hey, here's a fun project for your kids. You can have a special class and they all build synthesizers. Or if that's too expensive, you could have a bunch of kids build a synthesizer that could live at your school and kids could play it and blah, blah, blah. Drinking a little ginger may here. I'm just looking for an excuse to build a synthesizer. And while I was thinking about that, and all these ideas have been going on in my head for a couple days, last night I was thinking, well, why not just make some boards? Why not just, instead of just sort of hacking it, all this crap together on perf board and, you know, building panels and building racks and stuff like that, which is what I was sort of planning on doing. Why not take this a step further and just design a board? A circuit board. Now, I realize that might sound crazy, but, you know, circuit boards are kind of cheap these days. And you can just get them done for nothing. And so I was thinking, what if you just designed, and when I say you here, I do mean me, because I was talking to myself last night. And I was thinking, Tobe, what if you designed a synthesizer, just the circuit board, an analog synthesizer, just real simple, real dorky, and then you could have some of these made, and you could have them made with surface mount components and everything, make them real small, but still, you know, make them laid out good, you know. So what if you just had these boards? I was thinking, boy, I'd love to have something like that. Then you could just put the board on a panel. Or you could make a panel. Or you could do whatever. But anyway, I was thinking, how am I gonna, what's that? But I'm gonna me. I'm a hey. I'm a roo. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking, well, you know, if you made some, you might be able to sell them. You could sell them to hobbyists or, you know, synth nuts. Hey, you want a cool synth? And I thought, well, if you're going to do that, then you could just make it a kit. You could do this. You could do that. You could do all these things. And then, of course, in my brain started to feature creep. And I hate that. I just want one simple, stupid little idea to come to fruition. And, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. But I still can't get over this idea of just selling a synth board. And what I said, and not to make money. I'm not saying sell this so I could become rich and make a profit. I'm just saying get other people to pay for my stuff. I don't have any money. I don't have any money to be spending on these ridiculous projects. What I need is to find a bunch of other people who are interested and say, hey, if you put up this much money, I can deliver this thing to you. And then I will tack on a little bit of extra onto how much money they pay so that I can end up with some free stuff. I know you understand how this works. And I don't know. How many people want crappy homemade analog synthesizers? Well, you know, not a whole hell of a lot, but there are people out there. They might want something. And you know, if this was cheap enough, if it was decent enough, oh god, here we go. Banana. Yeah, everybody's heard it, Uncle Grandfather. Oh, here we go again. Oh, come on. Banana. Yeah, everybody's got your banana right here, pal. Well, I just keep thinking about this little cheap, junky Tobe synthesizer. I keep thinking about it, and I keep thinking of funny little features and funny little ways to do things, and who wants to go into the electronics business with me? We could build synthesizers. We could build guitar pedals. We could build all kinds of fun stuff. We really could. For some unhealthy reason, I cannot get this idea out of my head. And I keep designing more and more little things. I keep feature creeping the synth itself. Oh, I don't know. I can't stop thinking about it. I do not know why I keep going back to all this. Maybe I should make some drawings. Maybe I should start drawing some circuits. Maybe I should start building some stuff. No, I've already got stuff built. Why do I need to build any more stuff? Well, because I like building stuff. I don't know. Getting tired of it. I think I need some music instead. Something funky. Oh yeah, Commodores. We'll be right back. Yeah, so when you look up dope groove in the dictionary, it says, see also machine gun by the Commodores. Oh my God, that is such a cool ass track. Oh, how great are the Commodores? Good God. Oh, yeah, and so how's that for a little bit of analog zippiness? What was that anyway? Was that a Mini Moog? Was that a System 15? I kind of think maybe, I don't know. Nobody cares. But that was awesome. But how would you like to buy a synthesizer board from me that can do that little business in there? Oh, it's so cool. I can't stand it. Also, and this is unrelated, but are my eyes weird today? Why does everything look smaller? Does this make any sense to anybody? Why does everything seem like it's about 10% smaller than it should be? Am I imagining things? What the hell's going on? Anyway, we need some more tea here, I think. Ooh, don't spill the tea, Tobe. Oh, this is the good stuff, too, kids. I'm drinking the expensive Jinjin Mei today. The good stuff. Wow. And, wow, it's just, it's unlike anything I've ever had. And it's so crazy aromatic. It's like sticking your head in a bag full of flowers that have been sitting in a car that's been sitting in the sun in a parking lot. I don't even know how to describe this. It just explodes with floral notes. You know, and I've experienced floral notes before in various things, but I've never been assaulted by floral notes before. Okay, so I still don't know what to think. Oh, but I do know what to think. I just remembered I have to go to the store today. I got to go to the grocery store. No. But that's okay. It's the middle of the week. I can get there before rush hour. I just need to get a couple of things. I can be in and out. Okay, no problem. I can psych myself up for doing this here in a little bit. Yeah, we can do it. We can do it. Oh, and something else just occurred to me. My brain is not working quite right. What the hell's wrong with me today? We need to check for football, but this is not Champions League week, is it? No? Okay, yeah, so we got nothing, 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 and nothing. And, you know, lots of house. Because I love Hugh Laurie. Oh, and that just reminded me of something else. I got a message from my mom's saying that there's a new Hugh Laurie show, and I got to watch it because it sounded like something that I wanted to see. So anyway, I got to check the, oh my God, we got House on two different channels. I've got to check the TV schedule to make sure I'm not missing anything good like football or Godzilla. And no, we got none. We got none. All we got is a bunch of house. Yeah. And another stupid little project that I was thinking about last night that I should do is I need to build some kind of golf ball display rack or something to hold my colored golf balls, because my golf balls are just sitting on the floor right here next to me, and now I've got 8 good ones and I've got 8 backups. I've got 16, 8 plus 8, yeah, I've got 16 golf balls. I've got 4 yellow. Those are the uninteresting ones. I've got 4 red, and those are kind of interesting. 2 orange, 1 big pink, 1 little pink, 1 purple, 2 greens. I can't believe I found 2 green golf balls. I was sitting there thinking about this last night. I can't believe I found all of these golf balls except for this one. You know, in the last, what, less than a month, colored golf balls as a quest. But I don't know what to do. What kind of rack do I, what kind of display case do I want to build? Why should I even do this? Why don't I just go out and find some, like, clear plastic tube, the inside diameter of which is slightly larger than the diameter of a golf ball? Then I can put the tube on my wall, and then I can put the golf balls in the tube. There's your display stand right there. And it could be up and down, or it could be right and left. It could be horizontal, it could be vertical, it could be diagonal, it doesn't matter. Gravity is our friend, and it will keep the balls in the tube, presuming the ends of the tube are blocked. And I kind of assumed you knew what I was talking about to begin with, but that was a mistake on my part. Yeah, why do I feel so damn weird today? I don't know what is up. Oh, but you know, when I go to the store, I should get some more food, some better food. Uh-oh. Come on, Gloria. Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
Hello? Ooh, hello? What did you think?
I think you look like Lucy's stunt double.
No, I'm a combination of Lucy and Ricky.
And it's terrifying. Go get the white wine out of the refrigerator, put it in an ice bucket, chill two glasses, and take the night off.
What is that? Why did you talk to me like I'm your servant?
Because you're a faithful houseman. Now go.
Yeah, but my father was the shaman of his tribe, okay? Mm-hmm. My mother was the high priestess, okay?
And why the hell did they move to New Jersey?
I don't know. They're so stupid. Because they want me to have a career. Hello? A career? When are you going to let me audition for you again?
When you have talent. Now take that wig off or I'll tell Albert you're wearing it.
If you do that, I'm gonna tell him that you've seen somebody else while he's on the stage.
Uh-oh. I have two words for you. Green card. Ugh. Now go and leave the front door unlocked.
You're such a beast to everybody. Hey, come on, Gloria.
Come on, Gloria. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I don't feel super great, but I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.